Yo, Chad, what if I told you there's a platform that could completely revolutionize your hiring strategy in a matter of hours?
Yeah, I'd call bullshit.
Well, it's not bullshit with AI for jobs powered by our friends at This Way Global.
Okay, I'm listening.
While everyone else is fishing in the same old talent pools, AI for jobs can source over 160 million diverse candidate profiles. This Way Global has established unique partnerships with over 8,500 trusted diversity partners.
So wait a minute. All of the hard on the groundwork is already done.
That's right, cowboy. You can discover 300 qualified candidates per job rec instantly.
Wow.
It's like having a candidate sourcing magic wand.
Dude, if you had a magic wand, you would have Mexican pizzas all day.
Stop distracting me, Sowash. AI for Jobs advanced matching algorithm analyzes past applicants using trillions of historical matching events and over 1,600 data points.
Now that is what AI should be doing, saving recruiters time on sourcing while they provide a white glove candidate experience.
Let's wrap this shit up. I'm hungry.
Listen up, kids. Revolutionize your hiring process today by jumping over to thiswayglobal.com and checking out AI for Jobs, where you can learn more about how to leverage AI for your recruiting instead of just writing poems and grocery lists.
That is thiswayglobal.com. We out.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? You know what's up. It's your favorite guilty pleasure, the Chad and Cheese Podcast. It's the morning after edition of Unleash, and we are excited to have the guy behind the conference,
the godfather,
Mark Coleman, sit down with us and rehash the first day, what we can expect day two, and get a little glimpse of Paris, which is coming up in October. The dates have been published. Yeah. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys. Absolute pleasure to have both of you here today.
Oh, dude.
Thanks for being
this
here.
This is amazing. Now, before we get into any of that stuff, for listeners, everybody probably knows who you are, but just in case, give us a little Twitter bio about Mark that likes the long walks on the Danube.
He's much taller in person, by the way. He's much taller in person.
Dad of three, live on the Buda Hills in Budapest, Irish, obviously, with the accent. have my whole career working in events. I've worked in Asia for 7 years. I've been in HR for maybe 12 now. Started Unleash in 2011.
Damn.
MIA for 3 years through the pandemic. So really, really, really happy to be back here at, Vegas, it's very inspiring. Really great to meet everyone and get the dopamine going again.
You mentioned the pandemic, and the pandemic really altered the conference industry. Some went all virtual, some closed shop, I guess, or haven't sort of restarted. How did you guys weather the pandemic, and what was sort of the ramp coming into this, and your idea to let's go back? Let's take the masks off and get back to each other.
It's a bloodbath, to be quite honest, for anyone in the events industry, I think. No one really had a clue. I'm an ex-microbiologist, so my background is science, and spent enough time in Asia through a small pandemic called SARS.
Yep.
I did my first gig, my first rodeo in events, in September 11th, in New Zealand, something small like the America's Cup.
Wow.
You've got great luck, basically.
I know. I have a few friends who lost their businesses during the Iceland volcano, believe it or not.
It's about survival. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it is. It was a massive fight to survive. The first thing I had to do was deal with all the venues who were very badly behaved. They were horrible to deal with. And that took a few months. But one of the first things I did was I turned around to my team and said, we have to pivot to digital now. And we'd been thinking about it for a very long time.
Oh, I bet.
So there's a bit of forced entrepreneurship that went down. Sometimes you get... I'm not a serial entrepreneur, but I had been talking about doing digital for far too long. Yeah. You know, it was a bit lazy at that point. So
the pandemic, much like it did the rest of the industry, really forced you to go to warp speed. Yeah. On something that you've wanted to do for a while.
Absolutely. And it's given us this capability now. I have a whole, we have journalists at Unleash now, and an editor-in-chief, and social media enthusiasts and stuff like this. So we have a content labs team as well. So lots of research going into the marketplace as well. So we have huge capability in terms of building audience. So the scale that I've always been looking for is finally with us now. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All I've got to say is everybody that I spoke to about coming here, they were stoked. They were so excited because it was like we haven't been to events. We're excited to feel the presence of more human beings, people that we haven't seen. And then the people who didn't pull the trigger.
Right.
Big FOMO.
Yes.
Big, the fear of missing out. Oh, yeah. Man, you're talking to him. You can almost hear him like tear up on the phone.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, we miss this so much, right?
Yeah.
You can feel the anger in their Facebook comments. Yes.
So when you stepped in this hall, how did you feel?
Absolutely amazing. And I one thing that stood out for me yesterday was running screens coming left and right. And I wasn't expecting that. Not for me.
Yeah.
For other people meeting one another that haven't seen one another for 2-3 years, maybe longer.
Yeah.
And the unexpected. And there is a chemistry to this, which I talked to you guys about before, which is it's just dopamine. When you get that hug, you don't get that on Zoom.
No.
You just can't get it on Zoom. And I think everyone's just, it's a big call out, but I think most people are suffering at some level with mental well-being because, you know, we're looking at screens from one end of the day to the next and we're all overdosing on Zoom calls. It's back to back. So much stuff is falling down. It's harder than ever before. So for everyone to get out here for 2 days, you just can't beat the face-to-face. People have said it to me yesterday, you get more done in 1 day than 1 year.
Yeah.
Right? In terms of just meeting the right people and just gauging people. You can tell if you've got, like, people buy from people at the end of the day, right?
Oh,
that's
never
going to change.
Yep.
Oh, dude, talent acquisition. I see talent acquisition professionals and HR professionals, like, giddy going up to vendors because they're, like, looking at new tech. That wasn't the case before. We got to kind of, like,
taking
saunter
notes,
up.
Like,
oh, yeah, now it's just like, we're so excited we get to do this again. So it's just the energy and the vibrance is really exciting.
Yeah, I saw it this morning. Peter Hinson on the opening keynote just shook. You know, you could see how I have people laughing behind me because he's a bit of a comedian as well.
Yeah.
But you could feel the hair was standing on the back of people's necks.
Yeah.
They were just inspired. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So you obviously are bullish on conferences and face-to-face.
Yeah.
Here at day two of the conference, has it exceeded your expectations? Did you kind of expect it to be the way that it's been, or has it underperformed?
So I'm my own worst enemy, and anyone close to me knows it. So I was wondering if anyone would show up on day two, because it is Vegas, and our supplier here, GES, work at events every other day, and they've been telling me that day one, everyone turns up for day one. No one's going to turn up for day two.
And listen to the crowd, kids. This place is still full.
It's buzzing. Yeah.
So there's people still come back, which is brilliant. You know, and there's still plenty of business to be done here today.
So there's another angle to that, in that you are primarily a European show.
Yeah.
You made the decision to come to the States, which was a risky decision. We had some established conferences.
Very risky.
From my point of view, you look like you guys are now in the pole position to be, you know, sort of the up-and-coming conference in America.
Right.
Was that your expectation?
Yeah.
Would you agree with that? And what can we expect in future shows? Just bigger, better, badder?
We needed validation. My crew put this. So we had COVID, obviously, in Q1. Omicron killed us. I woke up in London in December and I was like, oh no, this event is scheduled for March. So for my guys to be able to pull this show off in 12 weeks, because we lost all our speakers, you know, at this level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all of them. I think maybe three or four stayed behind, kind of thing. But once we announced the new dates, we knew that was going to happen. So for my crew to turn that around in what was like 12, maybe 13 weeks, in terms of, one, we had to do the production, which took 3 or 4 weeks to get all of those speakers, new speakers back onto the program. And just do the marketing for it to get, you know, we had over 2,000 people registered for the show. I don't know what the attrition is, but give or take 10, maybe up to 20% because of COVID. But I think if we can do that in 10 to 12 weeks, what can we do with 10 to 12 months?
Oh, God, right? Yeah.
So I think I needed this personally for myself because I've got a vision for what the show needs to look like. We can now scale the show.
Awesome.
So I don't want to sound like Conor McGregor and we're here to take over, baby.
So at least for the immediate future, we'll only see you once a year in the U.S. Yeah. is what I'm hearing.
But I think America deserves more shows and there's not enough. The market's very tired. They're not catering. Everything that's here, including us, doesn't even cater for 1% of the market that's there, right? So that's the reality. Everything else is a user event, right? It's Workday Rising, WorkHuman, yeah. Oracle World, stuff like
they're
that.
Marketing so, events is what
and
they
they're
are.
Normal. Like, you've got yeah. to go there as a customer. Yeah. So we have a different product, but I think we can 2x or 3x scale this for next year.
Well, I think you're underselling so one thing, is where you said this was something that you really needed. Look around you, though.
I know.
Everybody needed this shit, man.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
amazing.
We
like
all
I said,
it. True.
The energy. And then we watched the hype video yesterday yeah. for Paris.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
And that made the hair on my neck stand up. Because we know, Joel and I went to the last Paris event.
Yep.
And it's so immersive. It is so, I mean, it's so big. And it is so electric. I can't imagine what this next one's going to be like. What give us some behind
be
the scenes.
You got to be super pumped for yeah. Paris after this Vegas
I've
event.
Been, yeah, so talk about multitasking. Yeah, I think here we can give Paris a run for its money with this show over
really?
Here. Yes, absolutely. We can do it
that's,
much quicker.
That's big,
yeah, yeah, we can do it.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait, the Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman, I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay, that makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it,
yeah,
simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh, my God. Really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey. Kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh, my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching yeah. people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener. Get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos.
What I love about Paris is it's 100 countries. I think we've got a unique value proposition against everyone else in the market in terms of being a bridge now because we've taken London out. And there's like about 6 other events gone in the meantime. So it's a bit of a bloodbath in London. But what we get to do is we get to look after the biggest economies in Europe, which are obviously Germany and France. Switzerland's a bit of a HQ. Benelux and Nordics, that's our bread and butter companies. And of course, UK and Ireland. But we get 100 countries coming to that show. So the diversity, the randomness of conversations. We get like Saudi Aramco, which is like one, I think it's probably the most valuable company in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
They usually come with big pockets because, you know, these vendors don't really exist over there for them. So it's quite shocking for a lot of our vendors meeting these kind of buyers. So what else can I tell you? The speaker lineup, that's really been interesting. So we've got close to 10 CHROs from the Fortune 500. We've never done that before.
Excited
and I've never seen
out,
any other event do that.
Yeah.
So I think that's validation as well of our position in the market. Being out of the market for 3 years, people haven't forgotten us. And I think the investment that we put into the market, because we don't have a VC firm behind us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just pumped the profits year on year into scaling. Uh-huh. A bit of a madman on that. I've got a new CFO, so she's keeping me in line. But we will continue to invest in the product. And ultimately, you know what it's all about, Paris. It's bringing the whole world of HR together,
yeah,
and inspiring them. And if there was anything to take off Peter Hinson this morning, again, we're not in the events business; we're in the change the world business. Yeah, we want to make a difference. Yeah. So
two things stood out for me in Paris. One is how you have the floor laid out,
yeah,
and that you have sort of sessions within the vendor space,
yeah,
which is really unique in our industry. And so that's always stood out to me. So I'm excited about that.
I'm killing some of that, though.
Hey, he just gave you a line in. Okay, you're
what do you do?
Sorry, I said I'm killing some of that.
We got new layouts coming.
I'm doing that because the activations distract from the buyer model. So we want to be the number one marketplace in the world for the HR industry.
Gotcha.
That's our mission. That's it. So we've got to facilitate those one-to-one meetings with the vendors. So if they're being distracted with content.
You're up in the game. Okay.
We're up in the game. Sorry, a bit of our old.
I don't get the feedback that you do. This is just from my perspective as an attendee.
So that will still happen, but not what you saw the last time.
Okay, you're evolving. I love it.
Times, they are changing, kids.
The times are changing. The second thing was the Bob Geldof interview and. That also seemed very unique to me. Usually there's, you know, it's a college basketball coach that comes in or a speaker that comes in that's sort of rah-rah World of Work stuff. You guys sort of go outside the box with a primary speaker. Any hints or announcements that you want to make today about who that will be in Paris?
There is no box at Unleash. That's what we work to. We're always trying to work, the magic. Yeah, I can say a couple. Ben Evans, he was the number one speaker at Slush at the end of last year.
Yeah.
JC, Johnny Campbell, gave me that one.
Yeah.
I've got Hannah Fry, who's this famous... really cool mathematician, really good on AI, what you guys were talking to the commissioner about yesterday.
Yeah.
She's just fab. Have a look at her on YouTube. You'll really enjoy her. We're celebrating 10 years. Okay, so it's like, it's not 10 years, it's the 10th annual, right?
Gotcha.
So we didn't get to do that because of COVID. Yeah. So we're going to have a real party.
So I have a teaser. I think we're going to get Joel popping out of a birthday cake.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see that with a little pink dress.
Yes. With some lederhosen, I think is what I'm going to.
I was thinking
so chaps. Actually, guys, Oktoberfest is very nearby.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it's in October. It's 12th and 13th. So, yeah, you've got to be thinking... what's the best way of saying this? The Rugby World Cup is on in 2023, to give you some hints of some of the speakers, yeah. Celebrity speakers, which I know you guys have American football over here, but rugby's religion for us in Europe.
Yep.
Yes, we know.
So we've got that, and we've so Paris is our home for the foreseeable future, and the year after we have the Olympics in Paris. So... And this is really appealing to me because I started my career in sports, so I'm looking forward... to managing that part of our client and partner hospitality. So I get to take our nearest and dearest to some of the matches.
Nice.
And lay on the hospitality, because awesome. That's where some of the best deals...
What I'm hearing is we're on the list.
You guys are loving this now, huh?
Here's to 10 more and 10 more years after that, as far as I'm
so
concerned.
We're talking to a famous American sprinter Olympian for this year. As a keynote as well. But what I meant to say is, because we're celebrating 10 years, we're bringing the best of the last 10 years back. So people like Costas Mercedes, Aaron Meyer, who's American and much loved in our community. Who else? Peter Hinson. There's a blast of the blast of the past coming again.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
This will be the best production we've ever done.
Excellent. Well, Mark, we know you're busy. Thanks for giving us time. You've got to close out... Day 2.
Yep.
We're excited about Paris, man. I mean, we obviously. It's not the coffee.
It's not you guys are becoming European. I hate saying it.
This is hangover chat and cheese. This is, I mean, this is how excited we are. So we're really excited for Paris.
So, thanks, guys. If anybody wants to find out more about Unleash World, where should they go?
Unleash.ai, which is our media site. And on top, you have two clicks with Unleash America and Unleash World.
Click on Unleash World, baby, and we will see you in Paris.
See you in Paris. Sir.
Congratulations, Mark. Chad, another one in the can.
We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses, and not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.